This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 662, entitled Masculist Ammunition for Men Confronting Their Feminazi Girlfriends. Description. This flyer contains a dialogue between a biconscious masculist boyfriend and his monoconscious feminist girlfriend, as the boyfriend tries to convert his girlfriend to biconsciousness. The ideas in this flyer are aimed at men who have monoconscious feminist girlfriends but who are not well informed of masculist ideas and who would like to know more so as to be able to more effectively counter the monoconscious bias and sexist bigotry of his monoconscious feminist girlfriend. The flyer itself. Masculist Ammunition for Men Confronting Their Feminazi Girlfriends by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. There may be now several million MGTOWs and masculists around the world, so sooner or later there are going to be enough masculists that arguments will take place within couples where the man is a masculist and the woman is a feminist. For the sake of this flyer, let us assume that the woman is a monoconscious feminist and the man has only a modicum of masculist knowledge, so he needs to learn more masculism in order to be more effective in countering the monoconscious bias of his girlfriend. So this flyer lays out the core ideas of masculism so that this man can more effectively counter and crush the monoconscious bias and bigotry of his girlfriend. Imagine such a gender political argument that goes as follows, except that I am putting the masculist words into the man's mouth to make them more punchy. M, that's masculist. Quote, as a feminist, you have had a gender political monopoly for half a century, so you've been utterly brainwashed your whole life that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. So you feel fully justified in being misandrist publicly, since you know you'll be supported by other women who share the same feminist bias. But in reality, gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse than vice versa. F, it's feminist.
That sounds ridiculous to me. How could men, the privileged sex, who have the power over women, possibly claim that women oppress men worse? Most feminists would spit in your face if you said that to them. They would treat you with contempt for that statement. They would hate you.
M. That's because they are what the masculists call monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they know is feminism, which is a deeply misandrist, genocentric ideology that preaches to women that gender oppression is a one-way street. That idea is the very core of feminism. Monoconscious feminists, by definition, know nothing of masculism, so are unaware just how badly women oppress men. So by default, they see men as morally inferior, since they see men as oppressors of women, and do not have that view cancelled by the masculist view that it is women who are by far the greater oppressors, due to the fact that women commit horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men that make masculists truly hate such gender criminal women and punish them so severely that they effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that these gender criminal women live out their miserable lives, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at. F.
This just sounds like extreme misogyny to me. So any feminist would be very hostile towards masculists if what you say above is typical of masculists. So just what is so horrible that women do to men? that makes maskers hate them so much?
M. The maskers talk about the big three, that is, the three worst ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. It's my experience when teaching maskers ideas to women that usually the smartest of them see the enormous power of maskers' arguments and become, to some extent, female maskless, who can see that what the maskers are saying has a lot of truth to it that causes such women to think, to stop in their tracks, and accept that as feminists they no longer have a monopoly over gender politics and will be forced by the maskless to share the gender political stage and even to see maskless dominate that stage with more powerful maskless arguments that feminist arguments can't compete with. F.
How can those three female gender crimes you talk about compete with the seriousness of men's rape of women, which destroys women's lives, their mental health, and future enjoyment of sex with a man?
M. You haven't yet had your maskless consciousness raised, so you don't yet see that the big three are in fact horrible, and they do last decades, which make them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women.
F. This claim that women oppress men more, I still find ridiculous. So what is so horrible about the big three?
M. To have your maskless consciousness raised means effectively that you see fluffydom as manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, so is hated and a war issue to maskless, in brackets. A fluffy, based on the word fluff, is a maskless label for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets. Maskless are abolitionists who see manslavery as literally a thousand times bigger problem than was Negro slavery in the US in the early 1800s. The core idea of maskulism is that it is a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of men's lives. Maskers claim that it was men who liberated women from household drudgery by giving women science-based medicine, so that women now have a life expectancy of 85 years. It was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, and higher education, so that maskers now stand up, pointing the finger at women, telling them, quote, "Now that women can work, they must work. Anything else is manslavery, and manslavery will get women killed by being forced to rot on the shelf by masklisted men who refuse to have relationships with them, not even pumping and dumping them." I'll give you a stronger description of the big three, trying to get you to realise what horrible gender crimes they are that women commit against men on a daily basis and in their hundreds of millions. Take manslavery. Maskless use the label fluffy for a traditional woman who has traditional expectations of men. That is, she sees them as put on this earth to pay for women to have babies. Maskers, on the other hand, expect women to be FIPs, that equals financially independent persons, a really important concept to maskers, since maskers theorists particularly see that the FIPing of women, the creation of a FIP society, in brackets, in which both sexes, especially young women, are socialised and educated to be FIPs, so that they don't become fluffies as adults, close brackets, will go a long way towards solving most of the gender issues that men have that are caused by women, fluffy women, and fluffy feminists. This is the end of part one.